This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This whole Brexit thing, just to get it out there and to make sure there are no misunderstandings, is a big, big deal. And in the short term, not necessarily a good deal. But there are lots of layers to this thing, so we are going to do some special coverage today, take the whole program to unwrap them, starting where we always start on a Friday, our weekly wrap, which today maybe we call our wrap of 8 amazing hours in the global economy last night. I don't know. Lynette Lopez and David Gura are today's lucky winners. She is at Business Insider. He's at Bloomberg. They're both in our studios in New York. Hey, everybody.
Hey,
can I exhale?
Yes, you can exhale now. Lynette, starting
good
with
joke.
A joke on a Friday. Nice. Lynette, we were talking before we went on the air. You all were out at a pub in Manhattan last night. You had a friend there with
all
a Bloomberg
of finance
terminal.
Journalism.
I know. It was amazing. I was watching
it
on Twitter. What?
Oh my God!
What were you thinking?
Such nerds.
What were you thinking as this thing went down?
How could they?
Yeah.
How could they do this to us? We all knew what was going to happen to the global economy if they did. We knew weeks ago when there was even a suggestion of Brexit that the markets were going absolutely insane. The dollar was getting stronger and that was roiling markets around the world and hurting commodities prices and everybody was going nuts.
Uh-huh.
And of course, the second it looked like it was going to happen, the pound plummeted, markets went crazy, Asia opened in the red, and the rest has been blood all day.
David, then why did this catch us off guard if we knew what was going to happen?
Yeah, I was at the pub before Lynette was there,
I
and
know.
Things looked different by the time I left.
The time I left, it was ugly.
Well, we were tricked by the polls, which isn't the first time we have been, and the betting odds and all of that. But as Lynette said, I think that a lot of people knew that this was going to have some bad ramifications. You look at what happened today. I don't know what kind of trombones you've got queued up to play here.
I don't know either, man.
Numbers,
I'm not in charge.
You're
talking
about a 600-point drop.
600.
That's crazy. Like, pull out the brass band. But, you know, I think that people didn't fully know what was going to happen here. I'm still processing what's happening. Policymakers are doing that. Of course, it seems like traders are still
figuring
that out as well.
Nobody really knows.
The phrase panic is being bandied about, Lynette, and I wonder if we should encourage people to step back for a minute from that, because while this is bad, it is not a panic.
I think the word panic is wrong to use. The word uncertainty, however, is correct to use. What we do know now is that the global markets are going to be crazy. If we expected Janet Yellen to raise rates maybe in September, May, and December, maybe we got to push that back to 2017. Maybe in a year. Who knows? But because we don't know what's going to happen to Europe, we don't know how this is all going to shake out with it could be an amicable divorce or it could be an ugly divorce between Great Britain. And maybe Scotland will want to leave the UK. We don't know. Maybe Spain is going to be like, well, this sucks. We're out too. We just don't know.
There are more referenda coming. I think you can bet on that. David, speaking of Fed chair people, Alan Greenspan was on CNBC this morning. He said it looks worse now than it did on Black Monday in 1987 when the Dow was off 500 points, which was like 23% back then. He said this will have a corrosive effect. Discuss.
You know, I'm not going to.
Oh, go ahead.
With Mr. Greenspan. But no, I think, you know, it's going to have a corrosive effect. Again, I think it's going to take a long time to sort out here. I think Lynette's analogy to a divorce, was that your analogy or Kai's analogy?
It was mine.
Anyway.
I'm brilliant. I'm the brilliant. No, but I think what we really need to focus on here is that the global economy was already weak.
Right.
We were already struggling.
And Europe was
liquidity
weak.
Europe is incredibly weak. Liquidity was already tight. Nobody has any cash. Nobody knows where growth is going to come from. And one of the things that was keeping Europe together was the fact that they all had to trade with each other. And if you think the squabbling is going to get any better, it's just going to get worse.
But so, David, this was the European community, right? The European Economic Community and then the European Union. It was an economic idea that has come to a political cropper here, right?
Absolutely. And we'll see what happens. I was talking to our former ambassador to NATO today, and he said this could be the end of the European experiment. And, you know, if the financial underpinnings start to fall apart here, what's left? We're seeing such cultural discomfort in the European Union right now when it comes to immigration, when it comes to national security. As you said, I think we will see more referenda down the line. We're going to see Scotland do it, I'm pretty sure. We're going to see an election this weekend in Spain,
in
which
right.
this kind of populism is going to rear its head again. So, you know, these are uncertain times for the markets. They're uncertain times politically for the European Union as well.
Unless we not forget the Europeans love to fight each other.
That's a whole different political science class.
Sadly.
The idea, Lynette, that where we're going to go is the great unknown. How do we deal with that uncertainty that you brought up earlier? Or did we just kind of wing it and go, all right, let's see what happens?
Buy gold? I don't know. I mean, I tweeted last night, gold was surging. I was like, gold surging is generally a sign that human beings are doing something stupid. And I think that's where the market is heading. It's heading into, oh my gosh, how could we territory? And that's all. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you, Kai. I'm just going to sit here and watch.
We go out on a big sigh. Lynette Lopez from Business Insider, David Gura at Bloomberg. They were both in New York for us. Friday afternoon, y'all. Go back to the pub, would you?
Oh,
yeah, I'm going to cry into my martini.
There you go. Be good. Take it easy.